BJ, I am so glad you... Oh, are you alright, honey?
No. No, I'm not. I'm not okay. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. Just go ahead.
Well, listen, I'm so glad you're here, honey, because you know me, Anita M. Buffum, honey.
Of course.
When I've got big news, honey, I have to tell everybody.
Of course.
So I invited, of course, my best friend in the whole wide world, honey.
Of course.
You, BJ, honey. Oh, well,
so
listen.
So honored.
Mr. Buffum.
Uh-huh.
Now, he's been away in business.
Of course.
You know, Mr. Buffum, my second husband, who's a Jew, which is nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
He knows how I feel about it. Well, he calls me last night from Japan or something and says to me, honey, will you marry me? And I said, what?
What?
What are you talking about?
What is he talking about?
That's what I said, honey. Well, get
this,
honey.
What is that supposed to mean?
He wants to renew our vows, honey.
What?
I know, which I'd never heard of such a thing. But apparently, he wants to do it.
You renew it like a license?
No, honey. He wants to have another wedding, honey.
Oh.
It's like a wedding, but it's a fake wedding. It's like not real, honey. It's just to prove how much we love each other. And I said, this is the greatest thing ever, because what's going to happen now is that on our show, you know, Gina Marie,
of course,
my friend Gina Marie and I, we're doing this show at the D Lounge.
Oh, I can't wait.
On Friday, September 17th,
well,
honey.
It's free, right?
Well, exactly. It's a free show, honey.
Okay.
And it starts at 10 p.m. at the Daryl Roth Theater in Union Square.
Okay.
But I figured, what a better time and place to do it than right there at my show, honey, in front of all my fans, honey.
You got a built-in audience.
I know, honey.
People have got to come twice.
God, I am so... Well, I can't wait for everyone to see, honey.
Of course.
Well, because, you know, I got my new couture designed in my dress for me, honey.
Okay.
And I just can't wait.
It's going to be gorgeous.
Well, I know, and Tina Marie's going to be there, and
oh, I wish I could come, but those stairs...
I know,
you
honey.
Know,
well, you're in there
with
chair,
my
hub
around, and I can't. I told you, how many times do I have to tell you? You need to go somewhere where that's handicap accessible.
I know, honey, but I don't like to think of it as handicap...
Handicapable accessible.
Or, as I like to say, handy-cessible.
Oh, you're so precious smart.
Aren't I?
I'm going to have to put that on a bumper sticker and put it right on the back of my hub around.
Exactly.
I only go places that are handy-cessible.
Well, and you know, honey, I have to tell you, because, you know... Through this whole getting married again thing, and I mean, it's only, 2 weeks away or something?
I don't know how you're going to plan it.
That's what I said, honey, but I said to myself, if my best friend in the whole wide world, BJ Giacovelli, can be in a wheelchair by choice.
Oh, stop it.
And she is, you
stop.
Are, honey, it's true, you're in a wheelchair by choice,
it
right?
It is true, and I have the driest throat in Astoria on top of it.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how
I mean,
do it.
Clinically, I mean, everyone knows, I even went down to Dr. Schlesinger with you, I remember he pulled me aside, honey.
Oh, yeah.
He says, Anita Buffum, honey. BJ Giacovelli's got the driest throat in Astoria. I don't know what we're going to do.
Of course.
And I said to myself, if she can have the driest throat in Astoria and be in a wheelchair by choice, then I can put on a wedding.
Of course you can.
To blow all other weddings away.
Of course you can. Come on.
You know, I'm serious. I can't. I'm so excited about it.
Of course you can.
Oh, who's that? Who's that?
I don't know. Are you expecting someone?
Maria. Maria, honey. Pour for the door, please. Maria, honey.
Can you get him to bring me some water, too?
And some water, honey. Maria, pour for the door, honey. And some pour for some water, honey. Aqua, honey. Pour for some aqua for BJ.
Hurry up!
I wonder who it could be, honey.
Who is
I don't
it?
Know who it could be.
Anita?
Oh, Gina Marie.
Hi.
Hi,
Gina Marie.
Anita. Hi, honey.
How are you, Gina Marie?
Hi, BJ.
How are you?
Hello, Anita.
Honey. I wasn't expecting you today.
Pleasure, as always.
Honey,
this is a price to drop in and announce
that.
I
had borrowed that book of yours, and I'm giving it back.
Oh, honey, you can have that. I didn't want that. No, honey, that was just a little gift someone gave me.
Oh, I thought you had left that message that said I need my quarter book back, and...
Well, I did. I thought I wanted it.
Well, at first I thought you were going to be an Indian giver, and
I
didn't really understand it, but...
No, honey,
wait a minute, let me see that pocketbook.
Is it gorgeous, honey?
It is gorgeous.
I mean, it's last season, but...
It's gorgeous. It's the gorgeous pocketbook I gave you for your birthday.
What?
Oh.
You don't want it now, Anita?
Oh.
Honey, I got so many pocketbooks.
Oh, I know.
You know me, honey. I got so many pocketbooks.
I got it for free, actually, so it didn't, you know.
Oh, well,
and
I'm sure she
forgot. Well, Jenny Marie's been carrying around that pink thing that she's been carrying
around. It's
better
she has it. You're
you
right.
You have it, Jenny.
You're right.
I was going to a fancy party.
Right.
For,
how'd that
know,
go, by the way?
Oh, God. Well, you know, the Giordanas.
Of course.
Oh, God.
Annette?
Well, Antoinette's, you know, second cousin's daughter was having a baptism. So, you know, I'm God, Antoinette's been doing my hair for years, honey.
Well, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
You gotta go.
Of course you gotta go.
What did they have, honey? Do you have any hors d'oeuvre raiser or anything like that?
Not really, honey. It was in the backyard.
It was in the backyard, honey.
It was in the backyard.
A baptism in the backyard?
Yes, honey. Can you believe it?
What?
I know. it. Well, they not the baptism. I mean, the reception for the baptism was in the backyard.
Oh.
Yeah.
They didn't have it at Mama Lombardi's?
No, honey. I was shocked. I mean, maybe they're coming on rough times.
Well, maybe. I mean,
I was disappointed.
Well, that's too bad. I wish I had known. I would have donated some money.
Well, I was disappointed.
Well.
I mean,
I couldn't RSVP.
Well.
ASAP because I had that thing down at the YMCA.
Mm.
They had the benefit over there.
Of course.
Oh, you know. And you know me, honey. I like to give back to the community,
honey.
Well,
you're doing that Little Miss Italian.
Well, that's right. They're hosting this thing over there at the YMCA, the YWCA, the other thing over there.
Yeah.
And so we're doing the whole thing there, honey.
Ah, gorgeous.
But yeah, we were in the middle of a conversation. Just give me 1 second, Gina Marie. So I'm having the renewing my vows
of course.
There on the 17th.
Oh, it's so exciting.
I know.
So
and I've got
exciting.
My dress.
What's going on?
It's going to be gorgeous.
I know, honey.
Wait,
I get.
What's going on?
Honey, listen to this. Mr. Buffum, you know my second husband, Mr. Buffum, Gina Marie?
Yeah, of course.
My second husband, Mr. Buffum, who is a Jew, which you know, as you know, and there's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
He knows how I feel about it.
Of course.
I don't really want him in my house. But no, he knows how I feel about it. And he's asked me to marry him again. And I said, what?
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 I know. I said, what?
What?
Yes.
What?
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 What? That's what I said, honey. I said I didn't understand it.
I don't understand. I've never heard of such a thing.
Well,
I still don't get it. Well, I mean, you've explained it to me already, but
honey,
I don't understand.
He loves me so much, honey. He wants to do it all again.
Well, where is he going to do it? Is he going to take you to some island somewhere?
No, honey.
On
listen,
the beach?
No, honey. Well, of course, you'll probably go down to Boca for the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Down to get my gift house down there. But listen. Honey, I came up with the best idea in the whole world. BJ thinks it's genius.
Okay.
Oh, it's genius.
Her exact words, she told me earlier, she thinks it's genius.
Genius.
Well,
I have decided, that I will be renewing my vows to my second husband, Mr. Buffum, who is a Jew, which is nothing wrong with it. He knows how I feel about it. Don't want him in my house. At our show on September 17th at the Daryl Roth Theater at the D Lounge there at 10 o'clock, honey, in Union Square.
It's going to be fabulous.
Oh my God, it's going to be huge, honey. Oh. It's going to be huge.
Well, I wish I could go.
I mean, in front of all my fans, honey.
Well, honey, why would you do it at a show? I mean, doesn't seem like the appropriate time to be doing such a thing. I mean,
it's perfect, honey. All
it's
my
perfect.
Fans are going to be there.
Well,
I mean, I just think it's genius. It's a perfect idea.
It's genius.
Oh, and the look on Linda Scavullo's face. You know I'm sending her an invite.
Oh, really?
Oh, you know I'm going to send. Of course, Linda Scavullo's going to get an invite from me. You better believe
it. Do you think she's going to come?
Of course she'd come. She wouldn't miss something like that.
Well, honey.
When I talked to Father Murphy Brown already, he's going to do the whole, you know, reading of the renewing of the vows.
Really?
Yep. And Sister Candace Bergen's going to be there.
Oh.
Yes,
oh,
honey.
Well, honey, it's going to be a big event.
It's going to be huge, honey.
I mean.
Honey, it's a big deal, honey. It's a big deal.
Well, honey, I mean, since you're renewing your vows, I mean, I talked to my friend and maybe we'll renew our vows, too, and make it a whole, showgirl reunion.
Well, I mean, I don't see why not, but honey, before you can renew your vows, you gotta have them.
Well,
I mean, you gotta have vows to renew in the first place, honey.
Yeah.
Well, honey, I mean, it doesn't matter what, happened in the beginning and years ago. I mean, that's water under the bridge.
I mean, does it count? I mean, if you have a common law marriage, BJ, do you know about this? Because Gina Marie's got what they call a common law marriage.
Honey,
okay.
You have to talk about it.
So
I
basically.
Mean, well, we are officially married. I'm married, honey. Oh, I'm married. Oh, Mary.
I mean, there's no official documents, honey.
No.
But they've been together for over 7 years.
Not in the eyes of God.
No, not in the eyes of the Lord.
Not
baby Jesus.
No, like, we never did it in a church.
No.
Well, there was that one time in the back, in the... Well,
but those
aren't story for another
right. Well, those aren't vows, honey.
No, there's nothing to do with marriage.
No, honey. I mean, you might have been consummating your relationship in pew 15 while Sister Mary Candace warms up the organ while playing Built This City and Father Murphy Brown's going around lighting the candles.
Well.
But that's... I mean, that's an entirely different thing, honey.
Oh, God, I still can't get that wax out of my hair.
Would you think that, would you think that Frankie would be up to it?
Well, I don't know, honey. I mean, I gotta ask him. I mean, I'm sure
I mean,
he would.
Know me, honey. I'm such a good friend. And I got my best friend in the whole wide world here, BJ Giacobelli.
Of course.
And she can't come.
No.
Oh.
So, I mean, and you know me, I'm so giving, honey.
Well,
and, I wouldn't charge you a thing, honey. I would let you, ride on my coattails of my renewing my wedding vows.
Well, honey, I mean, it's just fitting. I mean, we're both starring in the show together. We should both star in our own renewal of vows.
Well.
All right.
Well, I guess.
I mean, why don't you talk to Frankie first and we'll go from there?
All right. Well,
I mean,
he's going to do it. Oh, he'll do it. Oh, he'll do it. He'll do it. But you know what? Let me just call him.
You gotta call him.
I gotta call him right now. I mean, honey, we gotta know, right? We're preparing for a show. We gotta know.
I know. It's so soon, too, honey. All right. Well, you call him and find out. Oh my God, BJ.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, are we all right, honey? You get your water?
I'll be okay. All right. Now I didn't get the water.
Oh, it's ringing, honey? It's ringing. Okay.
Could you get Maria to get me the water?
Maria!
Water!
Pour for the water, please! For BJ, my best friend in the whole wide world, honey!
What is she, a retard?
I don't know why he's not picking up.
Honey, he's probably at Amato's or something, at the bar.
There's
honey.
No reception there.
I've been there. They've gotten reception there before.
Not in the back room.
Yeah, the back room, it's like a cell, honey. Yep. I can't get no reception in there.
They cut it off on purpose.
I know he's definitely there. Honey, it's Jean Marie. I don't know where the hell you are. I just left you down in Amato's. I had to bring your keys down to you. I don't understand where the hell you are. Call me back right away, honey. You know what we're doing? Honey, you know what we're going to be doing? We're going to officially get married, honey. We're renewing our vows. Well, doing our vows on September 17th, honey. At me and Anita's big show at the D Lounge in Union Squares at the Dear Raw Theater. At 10 p.m. All right, honey? All right, well, we'll talk all about it, but you're going to do it. You're going to do it and you're going to be there. All right? Because I'm not going to be let down again. I'm not going to be let down again. You can't do this to me. All right? I've been married for over 25... Well, not really married for over 25 years, honey. You can't do this to me again. All right. We'll talk about it later. All right. Bye.
That's right, BJ. And BJ's looking at me funny, but he's
why?
Saying...
Yeah,
well,
I get it.
Again? What? Well, do it to you again, honey, right? Is that what you're
well, question? Yeah, yeah.
Well, there was one time...
Well, we were going to do it. And, you know, we were going to have, you know, a double wedding.
Right. We were supposed to have a double wedding.
That's right.
Me and Gina were supposed to have a double wedding originally.
But it didn't work yet.
Well.
Frankie never made it to the church.
Long story short.
Well.
What's the long story short,
well,
Gina?
Well, honey, he wound up in jail. Really? Well.
Big misunderstanding, right,
well,
honey?
Yeah, there was
just a big misunderstanding.
Apparently it was an altercation at the bachelor party the night before.
Oh, it happens to all of us.
Oh, well, you know.
Didn't that happen to Richard, your third husband?
Yeah, of course. Never actually
that.
Happened.
Well, because you went to a low, right, honey?
We went to a low.
Uh-huh.
He disappeared for over a week.
Ooh.
Left me in the hotel room.
Disappeared?
For
a week, honey.
I had no idea where it was. I was in Cancun, Mexico. Stuck in one of those little huts on the beach for a week.
A week?
A week.
Honey, what did you
he
get for food?
The little Mexicans brought me, they brought me papayas and,
you're
bananas.
You're such a strong woman, BJ.
Oh, I got one. You wouldn't believe the stuff I have under here.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
I can get by.
Honey, the seat of her hovering.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really.
It's a
refrigerator. Like a it's like a magic carpet bag. There's
I have everything
Mary
you need.
Poppins or whatever.
Anything you need. Of course. Mm-hmm. So I was fine. I wasn't worried.
Oh.
You were in the hover around at that point?
Oh, yes. After the second marriage is when I decided why I walked. You know, I went through that whole thing. It was a big time for
very
me.
Spiritual.
Very spiritual time, and
well,
I decided,
you know,
why? God, why am I going to do this for anybody?
God, you're like Gandhi.
It. Exactly.
Yes.
And Helen Keller, honey.
Oh.
Helen
thank
Keller, too.
You.
She was in a wheelchair.
She was?
Yes, honey.
No, she wasn't, honey.
Honey, Helen Keller, wasn't she, BJ?
Of
BJ
course.
Would know, honey.
No, honey, she was just deaf, dumb, and blind, honey.
What?
Yes. Honey,
no,
she
honey,
couldn't
that's
hear,
Anne
she couldn't
Frank.
Talk, she couldn't see.
Honey, that's Anne Frank, honey.
No, that's not Anne Frank. Honey, Anne Frank was the one that was locked up in the basement.
Honey, that's a book. It's called Flowers in the Attic, honey.
Oh.
It's not a true story, honey.
No?
No, honey.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, honey, Anne Frank's a fictional character who had an abusive mother locked her and the kids up in the attic.
Oh, God. Well, now I gotta get my history straight.
So, what's the theme of this thing?
Of the wedding, honey?
The wedding.
Oh.
Oh, God, I haven't
well, we
even
never
really
thought about
well,
that.
Well,
you gotta have a theme.
Well, it's gotta be fairy tale.
Fairy tale?
Fairy
oh, yeah.
tale.
What do you mean, honey?
Well, you know, fairy tale, like fantasy and all that. All like, yeah, honey.
Like Dungeons and Dragons or like...
No, honey.
Disney Princess.
Like Disney Princess.
Pumpkin
princess.
Style coach.
And all that.
Oh,
really?
No.
Yes, honey.
That sounds kind of stupid.
What?
Wait a minute. Can I wear a princess dress, honey?
Of course you can. It's your wedding.
BJ, was what? Cinderella stupid?
Well,
was
no.
Belle from Beauty and the Beast stupid, honey?
Mm-hmm.
No, she was not stupid. She was very smart.
Because Cinderella had a pumpkin style coach and a princess dress
yes.
wedding, and she lived happily ever after.
That's right. Well, after all the craziness. Oh, kind of like me.
Well, all right.
You need to read your history books, BJ. You need to.